Welcome to Go With The Energy Flow podcast. And this episode is episode number 88. Lynn and I will be talking about the triangle of trauma and how understanding this concept can help us break our limiting beliefs. So trigger warning before we get into this episode, if you have any sort of resistance around us speaking about trauma as women who are not licensed therapists, please consult a professional and just kindly skip over this episode. It might not be for you if this kind of wording is uncomfortable for you. So when we speak to trauma here, we're addressing all of it. So even the smallest of childhood wounds can fall into this triangle, because when we are children, we have a different perception of the world. So we have these wounds of abandonment and guilt and shame, and our bodies can register them as trauma. So we'll go into what this triangle is. So this triangle is a way of understanding the roles or patterns for those who endure trauma and how they reenact it out in attempt to heal or shift these old patterns from the past. So in short, it's just a lens to help us see patterns in our relationships and our life. And this triangle of trauma consists of three points. First point is the victim. Second point is the perpetrator. And the third point is the hero, rescuer, or martyr. I've seen it used three different ways. For that last one, it's mainly referred to as the rescuer, but it could be referred to as martyr or hero. So each person who has childhood wounds has fallen into each role throughout their lives as a product of fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And we kind of cycle through all three of these roles in every belief pattern that we have. But awareness of this triangle can help us see our limiting beliefs in a new light. So going into the roles and how we can shift from each, this information describing the victim, perpetrator, and rescuer is actually quoted from this website called Mindful Living Counseling Services. So shout out to them. I'll leave them in the show notes. So victims often feel powerless and like life is happening to them. They feel like they're at the mercy of others or life in general. Rescuers are more focused on the thoughts, the feelings, the behavior of others rather than themselves. They attempt to make others happy at the expense of their own happiness. So the rescuers, that's the hero and martyr. Next, the persecutors blame others for their unhappiness or problems. So in playing this blame game, they lose the true power to make themselves happy. So knowing a role you're playing in unhealthy relationship patterns, for example, can empower you to make new choices and kind of change this dance that you're doing in your relationships. So each of these roles plays out a different way of not claiming personal power. The victim, for example, takes no responsibility at all and claims no personal power or wisdom from the situation. So instead, we shrink and we feel powerless as a victim. The persecutor instead gives their power away to others or situations by placing the blame on them, making the other person responsible and thus giving them power. The hero or the rescuer takes responsibility for others, but not for the self. So when we play any of these roles that we're contributing our energy to the triangle, when we are in these roles, we are contributing to the triangle. So this leads us back to victimhood and disempowerment, because essentially this is a triangle of victimhood. All of these roles allow us or give our power away to something outside of us. But when we remove any of the three roles, this triangle essentially collapses.
So how do we remove these roles? By first identifying that we may be on the triangle in one or more aspects of our lives. So first off, you can identify an area of your life in which you are less than satisfied. And then next, you would ask yourself, what do you desire in this area? Afterwards, write out all your beliefs that surface around this, all the negative beliefs especially. It doesn't matter as long as what you're feeling or what you are feeling in the moment. And then afterwards, adopt a curious, lighter point of view, allowing yourself to ask the question, I wonder why that is, around your beliefs. Give each of your beliefs a role, so victim, perpetrator, or rescuer. This awareness helps us remove attachment around the belief and also observe how it may be taking our power away. So here's some ways that you can identify your beliefs, that can help you identify your beliefs. If the belief invokes shame, has the energy of powerlessness, helplessness, or inadequacy, stuckness, or feels at the mercy of others in your life, this belief can be seen from a victim perspective. If the belief invokes anger or has the energy of taking things personally, feeling slighted by others, or feels controlling and critical of the situation or others, it may be a belief seen from the persecutor perspective. And if the belief invokes guilt, has the energy of people-pleasing, burdensomeness, feels like it's interfering with others' happiness or comfortability, or feels like it's invalidating the self's needs and desires, it may be a belief seen from the rescuer perspective. So our beliefs can often switch roles within seconds. The power here is in owning your responsibility and ultimately your desires. So once you see how your beliefs may be unconsciously pulling you on the triangle, you can begin to use awareness and mindfulness to exit the triangle. So the same therapist that Ali mentioned earlier has 7 bridges that help us exit the trauma triangle. We link the article in the show notes so you can explore more about this. But here are the ways that you can exit that triangle. So 1, when you feel stuck and at the mercy of a situation, define your choices. If you've taken on too much responsibility for others, return responsibility to its rightful owner. When overwhelmed, dig deep until you know the truths. Spend time uncovering these truths and or uncovering your feelings and know what you need. And once you know those truths, you will know which needs should be negotiated. 5th one is, if you discovered a non-negotiable need, set a boundary around it. State the facts, get honest with yourself about what you truly need, and get honest with yourself about what others truly are capable of. And finally, bring all of this into focus by choosing the lens of compassion to see yourself and others, realizing that underneath all the discord, we are simply trying to get our needs met.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this concept before?
No, I haven't.
Have
you?
I actually just heard of it today. So I was doing this masterclass, and this was around money. It was around money trauma. So the person conducting the masterclass, she mentioned this trauma triangle. And so I looked it up. Naturally, I was very curious about it. And then here we go. But it's essentially used in more relational things. But really, it's our relationship with ourselves, money, like any kind of aspect in our lives, it can be applied to. So for example, when I used it today, I was writing down judgments that I have, or that I was holding kind of deep in my subconscious around rich people or wealth or money. So they're called money shadows. And this trauma triangle can be used to find our shadows as well, or identify our shadows. And really it's about like giving yourself permission to like own your desires and, you know, finding when you find yourself in that victimhood again and again, it's a really helpful reminder to bring our awareness to the fact that like pain isn't in resonance with us unless we give it a reason to be. I think I might've mentioned that in another podcast, but if you remember that while you're working through this, this process will be a little bit easier to work through, especially as shadow work. And I know we've been talking a lot about shadow work, but it's so important. So if you want to use this process to work through your money beliefs, for example, you can just write down, you know, any judgments you're holding, because it will be from any judgments are kind of separating us from living it, for example. So the way this girl on the masterclass described it, she was saying that when we hold judgment, it's like we're separating ourselves from ever being that person. So if we hold judgment towards someone that's living their dream life, it's separating us from ever living our dream life, essentially, especially if we're holding judgment around them, having all the time, all the freedom in the world. It's the separation. And then our ego that's trying to keep us safe doesn't want us to be judged. So therefore, like, it separates us from being that person, if that makes sense. So when I heard that, I had to look more into this process. It was very interesting. So I don't know if that resonates with you, Lynn, but it was really interesting to me.
Yeah, for sure. Like, when you were going through the different, like, I'm going to say archetypes for trauma, like, I feel like I bounce between rescuers and persecutors the most. I feel like there are times where I was, like, definitely a victim or playing the victim archetype, but I feel like I bounce around rescuers and persecutors most often. Do you feel like one archetype, like, resonates more with you? Like, you feel like you're in that kind of bubble more than the others?
Such a good question, because I feel like I've worked through the blame archetype, mm-hmm. or the blame rule. And then when I was looking at this, I realized I'm in victimhood or the victim role a lot. Mm-hmm. And I would say it probably, like, oscillates between the victim role and the martyr role for me a lot, but the persecutor is still there, but I feel like it doesn't oscillate between that one as much as victimhood. And especially when I was doing the money shadows, that came up so much.
Yeah. I feel like when I'm trying to work through any kind of, like, trauma in the sense, I don't focus so much. I try to, like, distract myself. And, like, by distracting myself, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to try to help this person solve their problem. Or I'm going to be like, oh, no, it's not my fault. I'm going to blame this situation and then put the spotlight on some kind of external factor or external person and less on me. I feel like that's what I usually do.
Mm-hmm. That definitely falls into the role, if you wanted to label it, to the martyr role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is an interesting concept for sure.
It really is. It's very different. And if it, you know, I'm hoping that whoever is listening to this will find some kind of resonance or some kind of little golden piece from it, just because it is very obscure in a way. And it's almost, I was very weary of even doing an episode on this because it is based around trauma and relationships. But like we mentioned earlier, relationship is our entire life. Relationship with self, relationship with money, relationship with safety or freedom. It's all a relationship, like relationship with Mother Earth. So hopefully you can find this and apply it to your life in some way. And thank you guys so much for listening to the episode. We appreciate all of you, but we love you guys, and we'll talk to you the next one.
Thank you, everybody.